You on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi. I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Rush Limbaugh, the talk radio host who became the voice of American conservatism, has died at the age of 70 of lung cancer. Limbaugh made the announcement of his diagnosis 1 year ago on the Rush Limbaugh radio program.
I don't want to burden anybody with it, and I haven't wanted to. But it is what it is. And you know me, I'm the mayor of Realville.
Tom Tradup is the vice president of news and talk programming for Dallas-based Salem Radio Network, the parent company of SRN News.
Right up to the day he passed away, he's been advocating on behalf of conservative causes, and he had a major impact, obviously, on President Trump's first election in 2016.
On February 5th of 2020, during the State of the Union address, President Trump awarded Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. There are millions still without power in Texas this evening as the state reels from heavy winter weather. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the Public Utilities Commission has acted to get at least some power to almost everyone in the state.
An order has been made to ensure that everybody that is subject to regulation by the PUC will have access to power on at least a rotating basis during the remaining time period until power is fully up and running.
The latest storm front was expected to bring more hardship to parts of Texas, Arkansas, and the lower Mississippi Valley before moving to the northeast on Thursday. The National Weather Service says more than 100 million people live in areas covered by some type of winter weather warning, watch, or advisory. At least 30 people have died in the extreme weather this week. On Wall Street, the Dow by 90 points, the NASDAQ dropped 82, the S&P lower by 1. Crude oil continued its climb upward, up $1.09 to $61.14 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, despite some fears the name change might actually be politically divisive, the Clark County Commission unanimously voted to rename McCarran International Airport yesterday, renaming it Harry Reid International Airport to honor Nevada's longtime influential Democratic lawmaker. Airport officials say the move could take years to complete and cost about $2 million to get done. Reid released a statement yesterday after that vote thanking the commission for the honor. As the debate over its approval has turned nasty, the developers of the proposed food truck lot in the Arts District have brought in a new team to lead that project. The, quote, In the Moment group has been chosen to manage and promote the planned lot on the west side of Casino Center Boulevard, which owners hope to use as a location for up to 10 food trucks. Group officials say their intent is to enrich the culture in the Arts District. No cash and you want to go play? No problem, says Boyd Gaming, as they're teaming up with Aristocrat Technologies to create a digital wallet program. Boyd Pay will link to the player's Be Connected club card, which players can use as a cashless wallet program.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A lot of congestion on that transition ramp as you leave Interstate 15 north to go 515 east towards Henderson there. Also look for some heavy volumes 515 westbound at Eastern into the Spaghetti Bowl. You'll touch the brakes there westbound 215 at Green Valley Parkway and 15 south at Sahara. Slew through that corridor.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can also provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. I am honored to have on a guy that we love having on because he always knows just what's going on down on the strip and around the state of Nevada when it comes to gaming. He's Howard Stutz, executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports, and he joins us. We had thought you might be delayed because you were monitoring the governor's news conference. Any news that came out of the news conference just a few minutes ago?
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. I was waiting to see if he was going to talk about some more with the letting up on the casino, you know, the limitations on casino capacity. And I was curious about moving the casino employees into, which he had said, into the vaccination protocols. But that's not going to happen. Right now, it looks like it's just they're going to 65 and older starting next week for vaccines and bringing back youth sports. So that was really what most of the conference call was about.
Let me ask you, last Thursday, the governor made reductions and made adjustments, but, you know, they're incremental. The one began Monday, a bunch of the stuff begins March 15th, then May 1st. From a gaming perspective, anything new that the governor did for you guys?
Well, actually, today MGM announced that they're going to fully reopen the Mirage, Mandalay Bay, and Park MGM. Thank you. they're going to fully reopen them. They've been closed the midweek starting March 3rd. So that was a good sign. That was basically because of two reasons: the COVID numbers have been falling, and the governor expanding capacity. So by March 15th, it'll be 50% capacity. That's a significant factor. And also, timing, it's right before the March Madness basketball tournament, which they're hopeful that they'll get people here to watch it again. Like, last year it got canceled. So that's significant to move it to 50%. And the key will be, as I've talked to you about and I've talked to a lot of folks about, conventions and meetings, getting that business back. Most of the big operators are saying we're looking at the second half of the year for the big conventions to come back. I will tell you that the National Indian Gaming Association, which is a large trade show that they do normally in San Diego, they're bringing it in. They announced they're going to bring it in July to the new Caesars Forum behind the Link. They're expecting maybe 10,000. It's kind of a mini version of the Global Gaming Expo geared toward the tribal casino industry in the U.S. So the fact that it's coming here in July, we'll see if that could be a bellwether to try to speed some things along here.
Howard, I got to ask you, because there's some inconsistencies across the area. You've got MGM Resorts reopening on a seven-day-a-week basis, a bunch of its properties. But yet you've got Red Rock saying that it doesn't expect to reopen their Vegas casinos anytime soon. What's going on there? Is it just a different way of looking at the same thing?
I think so. In some ways, the ones that are closed are not for Red Rock Resorts. There's four that are closed. The Palms, which was a financial disaster for the company last year. They overspent on the remodeling. They took a huge bunch of write-offs on the nightclub that they end up closing. So it being closed right now is not hurting them. And same with the two Fiestas and Texas Station are not big money drivers for Red Rock Resorts, whereas Red Rock, Green Valley Ranch, the properties that are open are the top six in their portfolio. So they want to see, they look at the Palms as more of a tourist destination because it's just closest to the Strip and the amenities that it has. So they will open that when the tourist market comes back, and they're waiting for better numbers, even bigger numbers from the locals market before they'd think about opening the other three properties. So that's how they're looking at it. Boyd Gaming still hasn't opened two properties, Eastside Cannery and Main Street Station downtown. And that's the same reason, Mark. They want to see if the downtown market starts to come back a little more. They need the Hawaiian business, obviously, and they've got two properties already downtown. So until that comes back, then we'll see Main Street Station. So it's each company's looking at it their own way.
You mentioned Boyd Gaming. Boyd Gaming going online. Big announcement. What is Boyd Pay?
What is Boyd what?
Boyd Pay.
Oh, Boyd Pay. That's the it's a mobile wallet. It's basically it's attached to your. They're testing it at the Aliante in North Las Vegas, and it's basically, instead of using cash, it's almost like you're using your smartphone or a credit card, your player card. It's attached to a debit card, or you funded it already, and it's used to play on slot machines, cash to start gaming, and then cash out. This is the product. It's digital payments. It's almost like, think about how you use your smartphone sometimes to pay for coffee at Starbucks or somewhere using that for using the credit card attached to your phone. That's really what this is about, and this is what trend that the industry is looking at for cashless gaming. That they want to move forward, you know, with reduce the amount of cash touch the touchless type systems that we want to see now in the industry.
Are we seeing other players down on the strip go into that digital wallet thing?
We will. We haven't right as of yet. What we're seeing more is this digital wallet is in a lot of the tribal gaming casinos in Florida and Oklahoma is where it's being tested out. Every company, every manufacturer, Scientific Games, IGT, Every Holdings, they are all Aristocrat. They're all developing this type of product. And it's a matter of getting it out in front of regulators, getting it on the test. Boyd bringing this do a test here in Nevada at the Aliante, we'll at least give this a start, and maybe we'll see by, you know, at some point this year, we're probably going to see others, you know, even surface on the strip.
Again, Howard Stutz joining us, executive editor, CDC Gaming Reports. You want to know what's going on in gaming in our community, this is the place to go. It's the clearinghouse. Howard, I got to ask you, a lot of what's going to happen down on the strip, downtown, it's going to be dictated by the numbers, by the reservations. Are we seeing any surge, any groundswell at all relative to reservations and people finally starting to come back, people flying into McCarran?
A little bit, because that's by MGM opening up, you know, moving forward with some of these properties in March, they're starting to see maybe a little bit of, you know, uptick now in reservations. But it's not a lot. I mean, it's really going to be dictated if we start seeing, you know, more flights coming in, bigger, you know, from other destinations as the airlines start adding more flights. You know, the airlines are going to be in trouble for another year or so. I mean, that's very clear. They've said that because they took some huge losses last year. So the hope is that airlines start bringing in, you know, that we start seeing some more airlines. I think the signal will be with the convention meeting business. If you see, you know, some of the big shows right now, the World of Concrete is scheduled at the convention center in June. If that gets pulled off, the National Indian Gaming Show gets pulled off, I think that'll be a signal that things are moving forward. It's going to be a while, but it's, you know, it's at least some small signs that progress is being made.
And for those that might be interested in staycations, are the rates coming down? Are the rates staying low?
They've been down. They've been down.
I know.
And haven't moved. They're pretty low. I mean, that's one. I mean, the rate's cheaper than the resort fees right now. So it's a very, you know, there are people doing staycations. That's kind of what the market has been. The market is very low. You know, the rates are low, and that's what they're kind of. You know, you see ads all the time for low rates here in Vegas, and you know that's kind of where it'll trend will be for a few more months probably.
Is there still a concern about the caliber of tourists that we are attracting with these low prices? That I call it the thug factor that we were worried about. We had some violence down by the strip and all of that.
Kevin, but I haven't seen much. You know, we haven't heard much. I mean, it's just the normal. I mean, you can look. You mix crowds with alcohol. I mean, you're going to get bad. It's going to get bad no matter what. I think now you're going to see, you know, some of the, there's just some entertainment going to open up now, it looks like, on some of the properties. A few of the nightclubs, Hakkasan's talking about reopening some of their clubs. So that's going to bring a different crowd, and that'll help expand the market a lot more.
I'm curious, when it comes to entertainment, what kind of entertainment's coming back? Any of the big names coming back yet? I saw Garth pushed his back into, what, November or next year?
Something like that. Not the big shows, because it's really the small venues right now. I saw something where Carrot Top's going to come back, but he's going to, you know, his theater's, I think, a 500-person theater, if I'm not mistaken, and it'll space out to about, you know, whatever 20% is of that. I mean, so it's going to be, there'll be smaller shows. It's not going to be the big production numbers yet that we, you know, the big showrooms. It's just gradually, at least to have some type of entertainment here, having, you know, maybe get, as more people come in, you know, with the entertainment, with other attractions, that'll open more restaurants, and it'll start just kind of be this hopefully a snowball effect to kind of, you know, start bringing things back.
I'm curious because I get questions all the time on it, usually from ex Cirque employees asking, when's it coming back? What form would it come back in? What do you know about what's going on with Cirque?
The Cirque du Soleil?
Yes.
Those are the long, that's one that because of the big production shows, they will take time just to get, because of the number of people that go into these productions, you know, and then it's based on, you know, obviously they need a lot of ticket sales, and right now, you know, they can't have the big crowds in there. So I think they're going to be a little bit longer down the road, the big production shows like Cirque.
Give me your in our final couple of minutes. Give me your kind of a bird's eye view of what's going to be going on with gaming, with the Strip. Do you see this thing coming back anytime soon? Do you see it coming back quickly? Is it going to be slowly? What's the deal?
I think slowly. I think that's what most people are looking at, because you don't. You know, it's a matter of the folks getting here, and we're still, you know, as we just said, we're still talking about it. We're still waiting on that. It's just, it's going to be a slow process. Vegas, a destination market like Las Vegas, where you require people to fly in, you know, you don't, it's not a drive-in market. That's why these regional markets around the country, where people will drive, you know, 60, 90 minutes to get to a casino, they're going to come back quicker than a destination market like Las Vegas. That's really what the biggest challenge is for us, and it's going to be a slow go. But the fact that today, MGM is saying they're going to reopen, you know, three of the properties on the Strip. That's actually a sign. They wouldn't do that if they didn't think they have the business for it. So that's good that they think they're going to have the business come March, and maybe we'll see some others, you know, go in that direction.
In our final 30 seconds, how can folks find CDC Gaming Reports? Explain what it is and explain how you can pick up on it.
CDCGamingReports.com. We're a national newsletter, news service covering the casino industry. I'm based here in Vegas. We're kind of, you know, all over. It's on the internet, CDCGamingReports.com. We produce several different newsletters throughout the day, morning and afternoon, some specialty ones. So that's the best way to sign up, and we try to get the news up on the site as fast as we can that concerns the gaming industry.
I love it, and the gaming industry concerns all of us here in Southern Nevada, so it's important. Howard, always good to get with you. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Anytime, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. Howard Stutz, the executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports. And if you are, or your business is tied to gaming at all, you need to be getting this. Stay where you are. More to come. I'm going to let you hear Sean Hannity and his thoughts on the passing of Rush Limbaugh. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. When given the choice of the easy way or the hard way, most of us choose the easy way. Now, is there an easy way to get to retirement? Well, for some answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, are there ways to make retirement planning a little less daunting?
Let's make retirement planning great again, Steve.
Let's do it.
Yes. Well, matter of fact, one of my close buddies, and he's on public broadcasting system, he's sold probably about 50 million books worldwide. His name is Tom Hegna. Two of the books he's written, one is Paychecks and Playchecks, Lifetime Income. And then the other one, the most important one, the best-selling one, the one that's really knocking the socks out of the park, is Don't Worry, Retire Happy, 7 Steps to Retirement Security. His name is Tom Hegna. He's given me a few of the books. I've had him on the show a lot. He's a friend of the show. He's advertised a couple. But more importantly, he's given me some DVDs that explain this, his PBS special on DVD. And we have the template, the way to have those 7 steps done correctly for you, making sure you don't leave out one or two. You know, the main problem people have a lot of times is they don't know all 7 steps, Steve, or they skip over a couple. Let's put together a total 7-step plan to make sure that you have the worry taken out of retirement. If you have money in the stock market, it's great to see that lump sum. But, folks, it's not great at all to see that money disappear. And it's not great when retirement comes and we don't know what kind of income we can get for that. That's covered in step number 5 in the Don't Worry, Retire Happy series. We're going to go through all 7 steps and customize and personalize your very own total retirement plan if you're one of the next 10 callers who have at least $200,000 save for retirement.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor. This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA-compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Again, we are mourning the loss of a great conservative voice, Rush Limbaugh, and it's so incredibly sad today, but he brought so much joy to so many people, millions of people, including a guy that is one of the beneficiaries of the Rush Revolution when it comes to talk radio, and that is Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, this is Cut 5. Says that Rush really created conservative talk radio for people like Sean Hannity. Listen to this.
He's changed the hearts and minds of generations of Americans single-handedly. And when he started in nationally syndicated radio, there were about less than 200 talk radio stations in this country. Now there are like 4,000. He saved the AM band of radio single-handedly. And then as, you know, radio listening shifted and talk radio started moving to the FM band, he saved that too in so many ways. My good friend, another talk show host, Neil Bortz, always said he was Babe Ruth, the Babe Ruth of talk radio. You can never replace Babe Ruth. But, you know, I'd even take it a step further. He was Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Hank Aaron, Derek Jeter, and everyone in between. The thing that I think defines him the most, he loved this country. He was a patriot. He loved his family. He loved his life. I'm looking at these pictures and I see what a life he led, and we should all strive in our pursuits of happiness to mirror what he's done. But just to give you a little bit of texture to this, you know, if you look at syndicated talk radio, which nobody thought you can do in the daytime, Larry King had done it at night, and with syndicated talk radio in the daytime, it was rather new, and then it became an instant phenomenon, and he changed the entire industry. But when he started out, he was looking at a forest, not a single tree was cut down. And every one of us that is on radio today, and frankly, on Fox and other places as well, you know, he single-handedly knocked down all of those trees and made it easier by forging that path for the rest of us to follow. And we've all benefited from it. And me personally, my whole career, I benefited from the great success that, and opportunities that he created for others and celebrated. He liked other people's success. And Mark was mentioning he loved the Constitution. He read the Constitution. He loved politics. Mary Matlin once said something about Rush during the Clinton years. I don't know how any of us would have survived without Rush on the radio every day, you know, lifting us up. But it's deeper than that.